Time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad this morning. Chilly outside this morning.
Yeah, a little chill in the air.
Yeah, a lot of chill in the air this morning. What are we now? 47 degrees right now. It was a little chilly. I got out of the car this morning, didn't realize how cool it was until I got out of the car and kind of wished I had a little jacket on.
Yeah.
That won't last, though.
No, I didn't think so. No.
It's that time of the year. All right. Kendall Warren's not in with us this morning. He's off enjoying something besides our company, I guess, this morning. But in the meantime, we'd like you to listen to this from down at W&S Appliance.
Make laundry day a little easier with the help of Whirlpool washers and dryers from W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Whirlpool washers are designed to be tough on dirt, yet gentle on today's fabrics. Choose from high-efficiency front load to high-efficiency top load and traditional top load to compact models. Whirlpool dryers also offer a variety of features to make the other half of laundry day easier. There's a tumble press setting that helps cut down on ironing, a special setting for washable knits, and because there are so many different fabrics, Whirlpool dryers are available with up to 4 different temperature levels. Both Whirlpool washers and dryers offer easy-to-use features like one-touch cycle selection and easy-to-read displays. See them all at W&S Appliance, 201 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic today.
Well, speaking of that time of the year, it is kind of that time of the year. A lot of most of the college students, for the most part, are going to be back in school right now. Some of them started actually quite a while ago. Some colleges got started almost as early as high schools and elementary schools did around here. And there are some that went back after Labor Day. I know there are a few schools that start a little bit later. I remember when I was in college, we always used to wonder how in the world those kids over across town at the University of Minnesota would actually graduate or earn a degree, because they didn't start till like the third week in September. And they were done like the end of April. It's like, when do you people go to school? I mean, there's never, you know, we're all there a month ahead and a month after they're in and out. But, you know, hey, whatever works. But for the most part, college students are at it right now. I don't know if maybe you have a young one, well, not so young one at home, who maybe went off to college for the first time. You remember your first day heading off to college?
I do.
Was it tough or was it easy?
It wasn't too bad.
Was it tougher for you or for your parents?
It's probably tougher for my parents, I think.
Because you're ready to get out of there.
After a couple of days, then you start to think it's, you know, tougher for you, but you get used to it after a while.
Did you ever stop and wonder, did I make the right decision?
Oh, yeah. At least about, you know, where I was at, I guess. Not so much that I should have went to college, but, you know, you're being away from home for that first time, if you start to wonder, should I really just stayed home and went somewhere a little closer, but I don't know. You think about it for a while.
You know, I really think sometimes we always used to call them Army brats, but, you know, the Army kids, the military families who might bounce around a little bit, or any other families who may have moved. I always kind of thought maybe they were a little bit more prepared for college because they've had the experience of all of a sudden being plunked down in a place where you really don't know anybody, and you're starting all over. And maybe they're used to that, but that's kind of what college is in a lot of different ways. You know, it's an exciting time. Of course, you're really kind of getting your adult life started. You know, when you finally get away from the home front and you're out of from under mom and dad's guidance and you have to get out on your own. And then you, of course, parents start to worry, did I teach them all the right things as they were growing up so that they make all the right decisions and make smart choices and things. But, you know, when you're having to make new friends and figure everything out. You know, and that's just the social part of it.
Yeah.
You know, of course, there's the school changes.
Yeah, the responsibility part of it.
College is radically different than high school. At least I found it to be. I thought I found college to be more or less thinking through things as opposed to just, you know, concrete, here's a test. It's either right or it's wrong. Mm-hmm. We did a lot more thought and theory and discussion and what have you in a lot of the courses that I took. But it was a good time. But then you also have those other things mixed in, too. You know, you're obviously living on your own for the first time, even though maybe you do have roommates. But what about things like, you know, eating? Mom and dad aren't there to make dinner for you anymore. And that laundry doesn't just magically fold itself and appear in the drawer. That doesn't happen. You know, there are all kinds of issues that go on, too. And I was searching around the other day for some information, and a fellow by the name of Dr. Alan Schwartz does a weblog online, and that was one of the topics that he discussed is, you know, some of the things that go on. It's not uncommon for students to head off for college, and as excited as they may be, as sure that as they are before they leave that they made the best choice they could make for themselves as far as what school to go to, what course of study to follow, they get there, and within about the first week or two, they're making that call home. Mom, I'm not sure I made the right choice. You know, you always have that little bit of doubt and stuff. And then some do leave right away, but, you know, some stick it out and find their way. But, you know, there are a lot of questions to answer when you do that. Like, what will it be like to live away from home and parents for the first time? It really is that first time away. What about roommates and floor mates? Really haven't experienced that yet. What will that be like in dormitories? What about making new friends? Will people even like me? Will they find me acceptable at all? Will my classes be difficult? Will I pass everything? You know, everything changes so dramatically. You know, will I be able to take care of myself? And because of the state of the economy, sometimes students begin their college career with the worry, will there be enough money for me to complete college and even get to graduation? So there are a lot of different interesting things that you need to kind of start thinking through a little bit. You know, one of those that he discusses is food and diet. We don't think much about that growing up. We let mom and dad worry about those kinds of things. But it is important for both males and females to eat a balanced diet each day. And as part of that, a regular meal schedule is important. Regularly scheduled breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You want to adhere to those types of things. And students who come from families that kept a schedule of 3 meals per day will not find that very difficult to do. You kind of get used to what you get used to. However, those from homes in which there were no regular meal schedules, I know sometimes athletic households find that. Sometimes a pot of stew is just a pot of something anyways, just on the stove. Eat when you're, you know, you got the time. You know, you're kind of in and out all the time. But if you have an active home where there were no regular meals, it might be kind of challenging to work that into the routine. And sometimes routine isn't necessarily there in college either, depending upon what you're involved in. Foods that are eaten are as important as when they are eaten as well. Full proteins like fish and chickens and other meats balanced with fresh green vegetables comprise good sources of nutrition. And processed foods such as chicken nuggets, potato chips, and processed cereals don't always make for healthy eating. Fine once in a while, but you don't want to plan your life around those kinds of things. Weight is also one issue that he talks about too, especially female students. They oftentimes, he says, become vulnerable to food talk with girlfriends around the lunch and dinner table, discussions that center around issues of weight gain and weight loss, dieting and low-calorie foods, sometimes can reinforce the kind of thinking and behavior that leads to any kinds of eating disorders like anorexia, bulimia, binge eating, those types of things. So it's best for all involved to avoid those kind of topics, especially during freshman year when there's often that tendency to gain a few pounds of weight too. So, you know, we're getting out of those old routines and moving into something else. So sometimes we need to pay a little bit more attention to those things, too. Believe me, that weight gain and weight loss is not just for girls when you get to college either. I think I lost like 17 pounds first semester. And I was an athlete eating at the training table. Mm-hmm. Yikes. Good food. Not so much. No. not the best food I've ever had. Also the studies, too. One of the problems that confront students during their first years, learning how to study. You know, that's one of the things in high schools that, and schools in general, I've often thought maybe we ought to take a full year away and maybe consider just teaching kids how to learn instead of teaching them something, you know, teach them something that they can use forever. And that's how to learn. You know, there are a lot of kids that get out of school and really don't know how to learn. And that's one of the things that you're going to use the rest of your life. Because believe me, once you start your work life, you're going to continue to learn an awful lot, probably more than you did in school. You're going to learn an awful lot if you understand how to learn. Many were able to just get by and maybe even do well in high school without really having to study because they relied on the memory of their classes and different types of things. But that strategy doesn't really work well in the college level where there can be just huge amounts of material that you have to learn. And a recent study showed that even when listening to enjoyable music while engaging in tasks that are cognitive in nature, that the noise interferes with memory and other the cognitive processes. So in reality, reading and studying are done more efficiently when there is an atmosphere of silence. I think we probably already knew that. but you see everybody walking around on campus with headphones and what have you. Many young people have told me over the years that they cannot concentrate when there is silence, that they need music or television while they're studying or doing homework. And the doctor suspects it's a result of a number of problems. One is poor study habits from the past that have to be changed. Another would be attention deficit disorders and things, anxiety, depression, both which can interfere with concentration, poor reading skills that cause distractibility because reading is felt to be a painful and arduous experience as opposed to being enjoyable. And there are any number of other things that could be there, too. I kind of want to throw in my own, too, is that we're so used to noise in our lives. The TV's always on in the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something's on. The radio's always on. There's always noise around us. We just kind of get used to it. I guess we're, in some cases, good at blocking that stuff out. So we wonder about those kinds of things. You need to kind of work through those things and make sure you have some sort of a process there, too. And it can be difficult if you live in a dorm to study. You know how it goes. Even if your door is open, or is closed, rather. Most of the time it's open in a dorm, but even when it's closed, somebody's beating on it. Hey, let's do this. Hey, let's go do that. You know, it's always something going on. Socializing is always a big part of it, too. Loneliness, homesickness often overcome young students. If they're facing that, they need to make new friends in dorms. Or the roommates are a good place to start. During classes, the cafeteria at mealtime, all those processes of socializing can really help folks settle in. There are a lot of different places that you can do that if you're involved in athletics or any other extracurricular type stuff in college, too, like music and what have you. You make friends that have similar interest to you. Also, money is a big deal, too. People sometimes have to work part-time during school, and that can be difficult. It takes time away from studies and socializing and the other things, so freshman year can be difficult if you have to work around those kinds of things. And, you know, you may be exposed in some cases for the first time to things like alcohol and drugs, too, and those are, again, issues that you hope as parents that you trained and taught your kids well so they make good, positive decisions when they're out on their own. So lots of issues to deal with when kids are away. It's amazing with all those things said that we ever get through a four-year education, isn't it?
It's true.
It can be difficult. Well, that's just from the parent or from the student's perspective. We don't even want to go into the parent's perspective of that separation for the first time from their children. So hope the college year is getting off to a good start for those in your family. I want to turn things back over to the folks at W&S Suppliance.
Make laundry day a little easier with the help of Whirlpool washers and dryers from W&S Suppliance in downtown Atlantic. Whirlpool washers are designed to be tough on dirt, yet gentle on today's fabrics. Choose from high-efficiency front load to high-efficiency top load and traditional top load to compact models. Whirlpool dryers also offer a variety of features to make the other half of laundry day easier. There's a tumble press setting that helps cut down on ironing, a special setting for washable knits, and because there are so many different fabrics, Whirlpool dryers are available with up to 4 different temperature levels. Both Whirlpool washers and dryers offer easy-to-use features like one-touch cycle selection and easy-to-read displays. See them all at W&S Appliance, 201 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic today.
Yeah, college is a little different nowadays than it was when we were in school. Nowadays with cell phones and texting and Skype and all these things, you can keep in touch with your family almost like you never left.
That's true.
In some cases, parents never saw their kids during high school anyway. So, yeah, it's amazing how much we just love those goodie baskets that would come. Care packages. And of course, letters were so invaluable. Oh, my goodness. You couldn't live without those things once in a while. What a great deal. So, hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.